Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, once again, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Here is your recap for today, which is Tuesday, November 15th, 22. Here's what you may have missed on the show. We talked about some outdated money advice that you may have gotten from your parents, either solicited or unsolicited, or maybe just through osmosis through all the years of growing up as a kid. A couple things talked about was some advice that's out of date, which is you have to stay at your job for at least 2 years. I remember, you know, my parents telling me that you needed to show stay put, because if you jump around, no one's going to want to hire you because they're not going to put the energy into training you and getting you into their work culture if you're going to jump ship in a year or two. That's really outdated, mainly because bouncing around from job to job really no longer viewed with suspicion by employers. And to be honest with you, no one's really rewarded for job loyalty much anymore. In fact, the fastest way for you to increase your income is to do the job humping, jumping around, because you know, generally the most you might get is a 3% raise at your job, but if you're actually applying for a new position, you could be talking 15, 20, 25% more of the salary than you have, depending on what you do. And then the other one, speaking of money, is that the old advice, never talk about money with your friends and coworkers. Believe that or not, that's a little outdated as well, because talking about money gives you a better understanding of whether or not you're being paid what you deserve. You should get paid for your value you bring to your company. Also, talking about money actually opens up the conversations to learning about things like debt and savings and budgeting for money, things that we really should be talking about. Because I don't know about you, I had a miserable financial beginning to my life. And fortunately, I was able to pull myself out of that. But to have some advice about that earlier, I mean, I don't think I remember my parents even telling me, showing me how to write a check. So it was just something you never talked about when you were younger. So some things you can go ahead and just talk about here. This is a good idea. We talk about our pillows and protecting them because, you know, we love pillows, but let's be honest with you. They're right there collecting all the sweat from your head, the drool from your mouth, the dead skin scales from your head, the oils and stuff from your hair and your skin as well. And it really can give you that nasty yellow stain that you don't really like. And then it can also shorten the life of your pillow. I mean, you can buy a pillow protector. A lot of them have the protectors for allergens, but I find that those are kind of plasticky and they make a lot of noise. So I thought this was a good idea. Instead of those, consider using two pillowcases. Because let's face it, you probably got half a set of sheets in your hall closet, like maybe the fitted sheet ripped or something, but you kept the flat sheet and you kept the pillowcases because you never know when you're going to use them. Well, then use those for the first one and then put the pillowcase for the sheet set you're using right now on top. Therefore, it gives you an extra layer of protection, and you can take both of them off and throw them in the washer and you're ready to go for the next cleaning of sheets. Also a good idea to remember that you should be washing your pillows at least once every 6 months. I thought this was some good advice for Thanksgiving. You know, it's not a bad idea to remind your guests to bring their own take-home containers because, you know, part of Thanksgiving tradition is that you're going to have leftovers and you want your guests to have leftovers. I thought this was an interesting hack that's online. It's been going around for a couple of years. And it involves using a container, basically a disposable cupcake tin. And the idea behind this is that you're able to keep all of your food separated because some people like their food separated. Some don't mind a mesh it all together, but it's probably not a bad idea to keep them kind of separated. And the like about this is that you fill up each of the cupcake tins with whatever you want. And then the best part about that is you can just kind of put that into the oven and let that warm up nice and slowly. So it gives you that nice warm up versus kind of the microwave where it's hit or miss in some areas. So give that a shot this Thanksgiving using a disposable cupcake tin. And the best part also is once you're finished, you can just wash it out and stick it into your recycle bin.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk turkey, shall we? In particular, the little pop-up thermometer you will find generally embedded into some turkey's breast meat. And the whole idea about this is it's kind of like a set it and forget it. You stick it in the oven, and then when the thing goes, pops up, you know that the turkey is done. Unfortunately, you probably shouldn't use that turkey thermometer. And here is why. Because a turkey is done when it registers a minimum temperature of 165 degrees. Minimum is the key here. And that's going to be at the thickest part of the thigh. Because you got to remember, once that temperature reaches 165, or whenever you pull the turkey out of the oven, it's going to cook, still cook with the heat, residual heat, for about 5 to 10 more. All right? So if that is 165 degrees in the thigh, well, then what is it doing into the breast? Well, the idea is that the darker meat actually takes a little bit more heat than the breast itself. So that little pop-up turkey thermometer is not set at 165 degrees. It's set at 178 degrees, which of course means your turkey is done, but it also means that your breast meat's probably going to be a bit dry, and even the dark meat's going to be a bit dry. So instead of using the pop-up turkey thermometer, leave it in there. Don't leave a gaping hole, but go ahead and reach for the digital thermometers. They are much more accurate for you. And even go ahead and buy a couple of them. Stick one in the thigh, stick one into the breast, so you can get kind of a figuring out what's going on with the temperatures. Because even when you pull them out, you'll see on your thermometers, the bird will continue to cook. And that means once you just reach that minimum of 165 degrees, that means the turkey is done, no one's going to get sick, and you have that wonderful, juicy breast meat, all right? Remember the old classic iPods? There were games that we had on it. Remember, you had Parachute. You had Brick. You even had Solitaire that was in there. And you had one game that was called Music Quiz. Well, through all out of the updates of the Apple software, Music Quiz has survived. We had just forgotten about it. And in a typical Apple fashion, they don't bother to tell you it's in there. They want you to kind of discover it on your own. So here's a way for you to rediscover Music Quiz on your current iPhone. Just swipe down on the home screen or the lock screen to get your spotlight search, and then type in Music Quiz. You should be able to see the purple music icon. Just click onto that, and it works just like it did back in the old iPod days, where it uses some of the songs that are stored in your phone, and it's kind of a name that tune type of game where you have to figure out the song based on a little snippet of it. Pretty cool little game, and something you may want to consider when you're on the road for Thanksgiving, and the kids ahead are always stuck down in these devices. Well, why not have a little fun with that and play that game with them on the road? And then finally, we learned about bringing a bouquet of herbs to Thanksgiving, because it's unique and different, and it's practical. You can actually use some of the herbs that are presented, especially if you keep in line with Thanksgiving flavors like sage and rosemary and thyme and even a little bit of mint on the side. Not only can you kind of, it's a nice little fresh scent, but your host will use them if they need to. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing to do as well. So there it is, the show for today, Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. Of course, I always welcome your comments and your feedback. You can email me at cmalone@audacy.com, and that is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.